Hello, and welcome to Radio Charade, the podcast of 2017.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, that's not to say that this is the only podcast of 2017.
No.
Nor is it to say that it's the top podcast of 2017.
No.
Probably close.
Well, very close, I should think.
Very close.
Very close.
And also, you know, not the official.
No, I'm not sure the year has an official podcast.
Well, maybe it should.
Yes.
And maybe it should be us.
Yes. I mean, wouldn't one of us have to be like Old Father Time and the other one a small child or something?
Why?
Because that's like the years or something.
But it's only 2017.
That's true.
It's not 2 years.
No, that's true, actually. Yeah, fair.
One of us could be.
And the other could be as well.
Yeah, okay.
So that
cool.
Works.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
So here we are again, 2017. I'm Owen Roberts. And
I'm Toby Frost.
He is Toby Frost.
Yeah.
So how was New Year, Tobes?
It was good. For once, I've managed, I think, to get the Christmas and New Year right, both of them.
Right. Was that just because you didn't see me?
On either. I mean, normally I would see you at Christmas. Normally I'd go round to your parents' house and scrounge off you, actually, quite literally.
Yeah.
Or scrounge off them.
They did still invite you.
Yeah, this was. I had a very quiet family Christmas, perhaps too quiet, which is something you say just before the enemy attack, which I didn't. And New Year, went and saw friends.
Awesome.
And managed not to get an appalling hangover, which was great. So, had a really nice time, yeah.
That's the classic, isn't it? Family at Christmas, friends at New Year.
Yeah.
I have had a good Christmas and New Year, but
good.
Just totally exhausting because it's no longer a holiday because of small child.
Yeah.
And that balance of teaching child that it's okay to destroy things by unwrapping things, but it's not okay to destroy everything. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I mean, if you've got a book, for example, they might just sort of not stop with the first layer of paper and just crack on all the way through.
Well, he has actually ripped the first page out of my book of films that we use for charades.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So Aardvark Days is out.
That's not how books work.
The Story of a Murder.
That's not how books work. It's like a secondary cover page that says when it's been published, isn't it? That's the first page.
Yeah, that's true, actually, yeah. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Good. So have you resolved to do anything this year, Tobes?
New Year's resolutions.
If you like.
If you want. I mean, only in a very vague sense. I was actually talking to...
Were you resolving to be vague?
No, I'm not resolving to be vague. Oh. I don't think I am.
You might be.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, more or less. I was talking to friends actually on New Year's Day, and I think my New Year's resolution is to have more fun. Now, I don't know if that's actually a...
Will we be doing less of the podcast?
No, we'll be doing more podcasts and distributing it to more people and giving them fun.
Yes, sharing the fun.
I don't know if a New Year's resolution has to actually be socially productive or whether just have more fun is actually acceptable.
It's just the beginning of a new year and are you resolved to doing something?
Right.
So fun seems like a decent one to me.
Fun does seem like a decent one,
I mean, obviously, I'm in the tricky situation of being perfect.
Right.
So the whole kind of new year, new me thing, that's meaningless for me.
Okay, yeah. You know,
look at it. It's amazing, right?
I am looking at it. It's amazing, yeah.
Sorry. I'll put that away.
Okay, thanks.
I don't think I had time to think about whether or not I'd resolve to do anything. I think I might try to stay alive.
Okay, that's quite good. Yeah. I mean, your physical perfection is matched only by your hostility.
Yes.
So, you know, perhaps you could just be a bit more friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I absolutely will not stop either.
No, I gather that. Yeah. No, until you're dead.
Yes.
Which is quite good, because if you packed up before then, you probably would be dead. So, give
lost
me a minute.
Everybody on that.
I think I'm being vague there, aren't I?
Think you've succeeded in being more vague.
Come on, vague. Right. Everybody kind of do something when the music comes on. Yeah.
Do I need to explain to the listeners what that was? Toby is wearing a majestic conical brassiere, so it's easier for me to imagine him as Madonna than it is for you, I think.
On my head. Yeah.
Yeah, keep telling them that.
Yeah.
Right. Should we crack on with some news?
Yeah, I think we better, actually.
Have you been newsing?
Yes, I have. I've newsed pretty hard this week.
Cool.
Right, to start off with the news. I know that for a lot of people out there, 2016's got a bit of a bad reputation and was seen as a bit of a sort of cursed year. You know, famous people died, Brexit, Donald Trump took power, you know, bad stuff. So I'm sure there's a lot of people hoping out there that 2017 will kind of break with this and bring us some good news.
Okay.
I'm going to disappoint them all. Because churning
out the same drivel.
Yeah, the first headline I've got here is Mariah Carey breaks her silence.
Oh.
So that's not good.
Has she been silent? I haven't noticed.
Well, I mean, I haven't heard her recently.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Did she do that song, All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Yeah.
Right, that's...
Well, it was not specifically me.
No, it wasn't specifically, despite your physical perfection.
Yeah.
And
hostility.
And hostility, that's probably why she didn't want you. Yeah, I think that's the only bit of Mariah Carey I've heard for a very long time.
So she's broken her silence? Oh, that song,
Yeah, so she's probably gone underground or something, and, you know, it's been in hiding or whatever one does when one is Mariah Carey.
I want to know how she's broken the silence, because you can't claim to be breaking silence by just coming forward and saying, I'm breaking my silence. You can't do that, surely.
Well, hold on a moment. I mean, if you're coming forward and claiming that, you are inherently breaking your silence.
I know you are, but seriously, is that the best you've got for us, Mariah? I want a Terence and Phillips style breaking of silence and breaking of wind at the same time.
So you want Mariah Carey to kind of get up and then just trumpet?
I want like a good. I want there to be a reason for her to break her silence, and hopefully
breaking wind is involved.
Well, not necessarily, but I'm saying it has to be spectacular.
She held out for another couple of weeks. Inauguration.
Trump.
Yeah, the Trump inauguration. Yeah,
the Trump.
So she could take to the stage and
Trump.
So that'd be pretty impressive. I mean, I haven't seen Mariah Carey for a long time. I didn't used to go into her house or anything. But, I mean, I think she's got a bit of a reputation as being a bit difficult, actually. But,
so have you.
That's true. That's probably why we never quite meet.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite hard to arrange.
Yeah.
Yeah, for all I know, you know, she might have become a Trappist monk or something.
It's not breaking silence on a particular subject.
Well, I didn't really look that closely.
Okay. Good.
That's a good point. Yeah, she might have actually been just sort of not saying something about something. Actually, I tell you what, she might have explained why she wants you for Christmas. That might be the answer.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Let's assume that Mariah Carey is breaking her silence about whatever your next news item is.
Okay, well, the next news item is man wakes to find brick wall has been built over his front door.
Wow, so Mariah Carey is talking about that.
Yeah, that's what she's talking about.
You would break your silence for that, wouldn't you?
You certainly would.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd shout for help, like some, I don't know, a wrecking ball or something.
Which is a different artist, right?
Oh, there is
that's
someone,
a music
isn't
thing, isn't it?
That is a music thing, isn't it? Yeah. And that's someone who hasn't got any clothes on or something.
It's
Robert... No,
it's... Robert the Bruce?
No, not... Yeah, it's Robert the Bruce, yeah. No.
It's another person who's got two names, like Mariah Carey.
What, a person with a first name and a surname?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, Stephen Fry.
Like Stephen Fry. I was thinking less like Cher and more like Mariah Carey.
Less like Cher.
But I don't know.
More like Mariah Carey.
I can almost not quite remember this person's name.
Right.
She's a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So a lady sang a song.
Yeah.
Which was about a wrecking ball.
Wrecking ball.
Was it Grace Slick?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's that one. Sorry for that one. We got the bottom of that one.
So this man's been bricked in. Mariah Carey's up in arms about it.
Yeah.
Good. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. And then one that I found quite hard to actually understand... As a headline.
Unlike the rest of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Teen grounded for pulling dance move during dad's swearing in.
Right. So dad's swearing in is presumably a position, like a judge, or maybe a military position. He's getting sworn into office.
Yeah, I assume that. I'm assuming he's not just like cursing or something.
Right.
And this guy dancing around him. Could be. He could just go out. The teen is kind of in cahoots with him. He's just like, what do you think of that then? Yeah. Do a little dance at the end.
I would guess that the dance move he pulled would be a dab.
A dab? What is
that? That is what all the kids are doing. You throw both your arms out to one side.
Right.
You bend at the elbow for one of them, and they both sort of go up a bit.
For the record, I wouldn't be doing this.
Your head dips down. This is the very definition of radio charades right now, because we're both perfectly damning. Huh. Yeah, check it.
Well, I'm not very impressed with that. It's like being...
No, it's a rubbish dance move.
It's like being halfway to being a speed skater, except you're not on the ice and you're not moving.
Yeah. Yeah. Having double dabbed, I now look exactly like a speed skater.
You certainly do. Really? I think you were Torville or one of those.
I mean, the latex
days.
Really helps.
It does, actually, yeah. Yeah. And it goes quite well with my my point in Brazil. So there you go. Yeah, so there we are. That's what, you know, that's probably the dance move he was doing while his dad was being sworn in.
Right, and his dad didn't like it, so he grounded him.
Well, yeah, I mean,
okay.
This doesn't seem to be a sort of a particularly newsworthy story, to my mind.
Depends if the dad thinks his position of office is a particularly serious or solemn one.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know, I can imagine if it was an American military office type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very solemn.
Yeah. So, and then there's this kid dabbing away in the corner.
And the kid's being a prat, basically.
I think the dance move you actually did reminds me of the sort of zombie dance that the zombies do in Thriller, actually.
It's,
where they kind of throw their arms out.
Yes, yeah, it's a bit more up than that. But,
right.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So he's been grounded, this kid. Good. I don't know how long for. Maybe he'll be back, have his privileges back by the
time
he's here.
Will his door be filled in with bricks by the time he wakes up?
He might be, yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Mariah Carey will have a thing or two to say about that, though.
Yeah, yeah. Is this the beginning of the trumpeting?
Is it the trumpeting?
It's a very small-scale trumpeting.
It is the trumpeting.
But, you know, yeah, this one guy has had his wall bricked up.
You think it's the wall?
Yeah, I think it's the wall. I think this man may be, you know, a bad man. The baddest, the very baddest or something, yeah. Folks. So, yeah, yeah, I think it might be that. Yeah. So, yeah.
So it's Trump's grammar that's poor. So he wasn't suggesting that a wall was built to block off Mexico.
Right.
But this one Mexican.
Yeah, that might be the answer. Yeah. Right, yeah, this right. Man, Mariah Carey doesn't like this.
No.
Understandably, really. It's not very fair, is it, blocking the guy in?
Well, we don't know.
Especially while he's asleep.
We don't know who he is, though.
No, that's true. So that doesn't really help.
Okay, well, that's that solved. Yep. What are you going to do next for us?
How cute and cuddly mascots make millions in Japan.
Millions of what?
I don't know. I think other cute and cuddly mascots.
Well, that's what I was worried about.
Yeah.
So I'm picturing like a football mascot size.
A man
size. Yeah, like a full man in a man suit.
Man in a man suit.
That's what you start out as.
Yeah.
And then I'm picturing the millions. They're going to be about 10 centimetres tall.
Yeah.
Like little replicas of themselves.
Yeah. Do you water them after midnight?
I don't know. I wouldn't.
I mean, that might be how it happens.
Is that the start of a story?
No, well, that's the headline. How right. Cute and cuddly mascots make millions in Japan.
It's a poor title.
It is quite poor, isn't it? I mean, we'll get on to that issue later.
Yeah,
but,
I think we probably will, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a particularly... It immediately encourages you to guess, and chances are your guess is going to be better than the answer. Which is probably like, I don't know, they just sell themselves to the Pikachu Foundation or whatever it is one does.
Yeah. It's just it's just really popular, so people pay a lot of money for it.
That's rubbish, isn't it?
There you go. Move on.
So I quite like the idea that you pour water on the cute and
the big one, and
the little one's going to fly out of the main body.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that makes sense to me. It's, yeah.
I think some kind of, mitosis better than any your kind of breeding. Just move on.
Are you mixing mitosis? Right, okay.
Shut up.
Okay, the next story we've got on the list is some anger as single-speed camera makes 1.5 million in 6 months, and it is £1 million.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it making millions by taking photographs of cute and cuddly Japanese watches?
That's the answer.
Or is it actually just a man in a man suit that looks like a speed camera? Because some of them are pretty weird.
So you think this might be like a mascot speed camera?
It's like a mascot speed camera, you know, to kind of raise awareness of other speed cameras.
So in the way that, say, a football mascot is not a real lion because you wouldn't want a real lion on the pitch unless you were Caesar or somebody. Yeah. Okay. I think that makes a lot of sense, actually. I mean, I was wondering if this was a sort of disgruntlement that this single speed camera has such an impressive work ethic. They come over here, taking all our pictures, you know. Yeah. Well,
and it's interesting that they bring up the speed camera's marital status, as if that's relevant. Why is the fact that it's a spinster speed camera important? Does it matter that it's single?
I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of speed cameras around, so clearly they can breed. With their distinct yellow plumage.
Yes. I mean, certainly in a small village environment, it's very often you get a cluster, don't you?
Yes, you do,
A couple nearby.
Well, sometimes, actually, in sort of villages with heavy traffic, you get groups of locals encouraging them to breed, with their little jackets on. Yeah. Yeah, you do. Yeah, it happens in these isolated villages.
Do you?
You do?
What are you talking about?
Okay. we've answered this thing, which is that the camera takes pictures of the cute and cuddly mascots.
Yeah. The only question is then,
yeah,
how, so better than their question, how do they make the money?
Yeah.
How do cute and cuddly mascots get up to speeds greater than 30 miles an hour?
Ooh, because, good question.
You know, this speed camera is not going to go off just because it wants to.
That's a very good question. I mean, especially since you've got to catch them all.
Yeah.
How are you going to catch more if they're moving at 30 miles an hour or more?
More than, yeah.
That's pretty nippy, isn't it, actually? That's fast.
For a mascot?
Yeah, I mean, they're little things, aren't they, you know?
I reckon that they've got to be hard to move in those suits, right?
Yeah, well, Pikachu apparently does translate as lightning mouse, so perhaps he's that fast. So, yeah. That's a good point. I mean, you occasionally see people doing fun runs in mascot suits, don't you? Or the London Marathon or something.
The fun run or the London Marathon tend not to get up to over
30 miles an hour. That's more like a sprint, isn't it, really?
That's... That's quite some speed.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah. So moving on.
Okay. We've got more new... He's got a piece of paper which has more things written on it than just one side.
Yeah. Well, that's because I kind of started and turned over.
Is it upside down on some bits?
Some bits.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's how your mind works, isn't it?
It is exactly how my mind works, yes. Only a couple more items.
Where did you find parchment from as well?
Oh, well, it's a long story, but me and my mate Jeff were down the pub. Jeff Chaucer, you might know him.
Chaucer, lovely guy.
And he was busy laughing and farting out the window.
Total piss artist.
Yeah, exactly. And I stole his parchment.
Nice.
Yeah. Interesting tale.
certainly at this time of year.
Exactly, yes. Right, Wendy's...
That's so highbrow.
That is actually, isn't
it? We are so lowbrow at being highbrow.
We are, actually, aren't we?
Geoffrey Chaucer jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
right,
true.
Good.
You just crack jokes about Chaucer guffing out of a window.
Yes.
Yeah, with his Ursa. Yes. That's pretty impressive, isn't it, actually? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Well done, us.
We are officially like clever or something.
Isn't it though?
Sorry,
you were going to say something.
Oh yeah, next up on the news. This week, Wendy's owned a Twitter troll so hard that they deactivated their account.
Wow.
I don't even know what that means. Is that young people talk?
It is young people talk. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to help you because it's got the word Twitter in. And as previously established,
you don't know what that is.
I don't really understand it.
No.
I know what Wendy's is. That's a burger place.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Right, Wendy's is a burger place.
And I know what to own is.
Right.
In the modern parlance,
right.
It means to best somebody.
Right.
To put them in their place.
So they defeated this Twitter troll.
Right.
Whatever that may be.
Some kind of creature, right?
Yeah.
Like a mascot?
Oh, it might be like a mascot, mightn't it?
Because it could be a mascot advertising Twitter.
Yeah.
That looks like a troll.
I'm kind of imagining it as like one of those chaps from Lord of the Rings, the big blue guys, but with feathers.
With the hair, when you spin them round, the hair stands.
Yeah. So that's what that is.
But with feathers.
And they owned this creature so hard that they deactivated their account. Now, this is where I get a bit puzzled.
Okay.
Because, well, I was a bit puzzled beforehand, obviously, but especially puzzled because, right, they owned this creature so hard, obviously, they defeated it thoroughly.
They thoroughly defeated it.
That they deactivated their account. Now, does this mean that the Twitter troll deactivated its account?
Yes.
And this is there as some kind of random sort of impersonal pronoun, perhaps?
I think.
Gender neutral pronoun?
I think that the there is referring to the Twitter troll.
Right. Because I thought.
It's not that Wendy's has bitch slapped this guy so hard.
It's broken
its own Twitter.
Yeah.
I think it's broken the troll's Twitter.
Right, okay. Because I was thinking it might be like revving your engine so hard that the whole thing just
conked out.
Yeah.
I don't think so. But then, as established, no idea.
Right, okay. So, that's disappointing because I thought what happened is that Wendy, as you say, bitch slapped this monster really hard and it just blew the system up.
Right.
And it was like, you know. Wendy's couldn't handle it. It was like, you know, that sword in Lord of the Rings that kind of breaks when they hit things. Is it Excalibur? One of them things, anyway.
Right.
It has to be reforged. It's magic.
Yeah, that's Lord of the Rings, right?
There you go, yeah. And it's a troll.
Is Isildur? No, that's somebody else's name, isn't it? Is it Isildur's sword?
Oh, it might be Isildur's sword. It's got a name like Nostril, hasn't it, or something? I'm pretty sure it's not called Nostril, but it sounds awfully like Nostril.
A lot of the time, it's referred to as the sword... That will be reforged or something.
Yeah.
Sword that's broken and being reforged. And
yeah, that's
they,
right.
They give it a kind of explanation.
Yeah.
In the title.
We're back in the sad elf bit, aren't we? And I was probably making the tea then, so, you know, listening to Enya making the tea. Yeah. So, our final story.
You've got one more.
One more story, but it's quite an open-ended one. I thought it was quite an interesting one because it raised, you know, things. Celebrity Big Brother 2017.
Okay.
Which stars are in the house?
Oh, it's not us, is it?
Oh, Oh, God.
I don't want to.
No, no, I don't want that. Not with that Ant and Deck. I don't want that. No. Oh, God. I hadn't thought about that, actually, that it might be us.
Right, that's not... You haven't received...
It's not like an email. Okay, right. I mean, it might be that one from the Crown Prince of Nigeria who wants to give me money, but...
Are you reading that wrong? Because is it celebrity's big brother who's in the house and you've just not read the rest of the sentence?
Hang on.
So it's the big brother of a celebrity...
Is in the house.
Is in the house.
Oh, right.
And there's presumably a follow-on sentence that... is something to do with your aunt's pen or something, or why the monkey is in the tree or something.
Right. Oh, okay, that might work. So So you've got someone who's got a big brother who is a celebrity, who I can't think of any examples. Who are in the house.
I should think there are loads of celebrities with brothers, right?
Oh, I should think so, yeah. Like Mill and Sill or somebody, or Bear Grylls, or, I don't know, something like that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, who's got a big brother. Okay, well, that actually sorts that one out, because I thought it was going to be about who was going to be put into the Big Brother house.
Oh, right, okay.
That
might be a more logical answer.
Yeah, maybe.
And hence Erroneous.
Erroneous is going in there.
Thank you.
Erroneous Bosch, the painter.
No, Erroneous.
Yeah.
The rapper.
Oh, Erroneous, that makes much more sense.
Is it pronounced Erroneous?
Ooh, I don't know. Yeah.
He's good, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he is good. Yeah, he's quite lively. Yeah.
But Fat Beats Yo.
Fat Beats Yo from Erroneous. Yeah. I don't know what's happened there.
I was trying to...
He's an android. Ash is a goddamn android.
I missed the drink a little bit.
So 2017... Your New Year's resolution isn't to sort out your drinking problem, then. I think it went the wrong way.
Oh, God. Sorry.
readers, if only you could see this.
I thought that it wasn't that funny. Erroneous. And then I took a drink, and then it got very funny. I think I may be suffering some amount of exhaustion.
Well, you've started all over your figure skating outfit. It's not good.
All I wish for this year is that there's somebody out there that is finding us as funny as us.
Oh, dear. Hello, person who's finding it as funny as us.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there we go.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I totally lost that.
The professionalism we're
lacking. I've got to compose myself before we get onto the main serious topic now, haven't I? I've got to put it all back.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody should be kept in captivity anymore. I think it's barbaric.
Right, Big Brother house.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah, especially it's nocturnal cool. bits, because they all look quite freaky when they put that green camera on them.
Yeah.
So I think that's fair enough. Yeah, I mean, you know. They're simple folk. I think we should let them loose.
Let celebrities roam free.
Yeah.
Free range celebrities, I say.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We don't have to breed them in such horrible, cramped
situations. No. I mean, you know, look and see what happens to the obvious trauma they suffer during previous episodes of Big Brother.
I mean, I presume that's why they get let out into the jungle eventually.
Yeah, eased out.
Eased out.
But
it's cruel.
What are those two people? Ant and Deck.
Yeah, the same two you mentioned
a minute ago. Yeah, but I was just about to say Mill and Sue, and that's not right, is it?
Who would win in a fight between Ant and Deck and Mill and Sue?
Good question.
I like Ant and Deck. They're hard to dislike.
Yeah.
Especially if you grew up watching Biker Grove.
Oh, like, yes, indeed.
The fact that those two came from there and have done so well.
Yeah.
And they've basically done really well.
They've really surmounted that, haven't they? Biker Grove.
Yes.
Yeah.
They've done well out of basically just being really nice guys, as far as
I
would say the same is true of Mel and Sue.
Who weren't in Biker Grove, but were on Light Lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mel and Sue are awesome.
I think overall I prefer Mel and Sue.
But who would win in a fight? I reckon.
I'm not sure they ever have a fight.
No, well, that's true. That is true. It would have to be quite a contrived situation.
Yeah, it would.
I reckon Mel would be pretty scrappy. And I reckon Ant and Deck wouldn't really show their true ferocity until one of them was down.
And the other one,
the other one would just fight boldly over his body. Absolutely berserk.
Yeah, it would be like a lioness protecting her cubs or something.
Yeah.
No, I think that's like the territorial instinct kicks in.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't want to mess with Sue if Sue is the one I'm thinking of.
Sue Perkins and Mel something hard to pronounce.
Gidrock?
Yeah.
It's something Welsh, like, isn't it?
I've seen it written down and I don't think I've heard it pronounced.
I think it's the other one I'm thinking of then.
Sue is the dark haired one with glasses.
Right, I was thinking of Mel then. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I think personally they probably just settle their differences by making a cake out of worms.
feeding it to someone else.
Yeah, that's exactly what, possibly the celebrities that they captured.
Yeah, good.
So I think that's the answer to that.
Right,
question.
Good. Let's get on to the main theme today, Tubbs. Yeah, okay. The main theme of today is journeys into the ugly side of the internet, really, isn't it?
Yes.
We clicked on links so that you don't have to. We clicked on links that I hope nobody ever clicks on. Now, I'm not talking about horrific stuff or disgusting stuff. I'm talking about clickbait stuff.
Yeah, clickbait, yeah.
I'm talking about the adverts that pop up on Google or Facebook or MSN or whatever you use.
Yeah.
And that you just think, why would I look at that?
Yeah, what absolute garbage that is. Yeah.
So I spent too long looking at it.
Yeah.
We kind of said we'd spend about an hour.
Yeah.
But in the end, I was just kind of like, I've got to try and find some humanity out there, I think. How did you find this?
Bleak.
I found it one of the most depressing experiences of my life. I really, really struggled with this.
It is a little bit like the kind of news equivalent of scrolling down through the comments on a YouTube thread.
Because this was my idea. I thought, this is a really funny idea for the podcast.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? This is going to be light. It's going to be frivolous.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't. I didn't find any enjoyment in this process.
It didn't make me feel much better about my fellow humans, I must say.
Robots, for that matter.
Or robots, or whatever it is.
Whoever the hell writes this stuff.
Yeah.
Horrible experiences. not like violently horrible.
No.
Just a
sense of deep crapness, I think.
Yeah.
Deep and fundamental
this
crapness.
This exists? Why is this a thing?
Well, I mean, then you go onto YouTube or something, and it's perhaps not YouTube, Facebook.
Yeah.
It's slightly better, I think, than it used to be. But there's always this sort of, I don't know, fifth to a quarter of the page that's full of crap that you don't really look at.
Yeah.
And for a while, it was a succession of pictures that looked like I'd drawn them of people who are fat and needed to eat a berry once a day. And then for another while, it was a succession of scantily clad damsels.
Right.
Wanting me to play a game. That happened to you too, didn't it?
The sort of heroes of old or something.
Yeah, I didn't sign up to something funny. Okay, good. And that was there for a while.
Yeah.
And then very quickly realised that what you're actually looking at is kind of some kind of primitive computer game you probably could get, on the Amiga, 50 quid back in the days. And you just start to ignore this, you phase it out.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
But what we've done, so you don't have to, dear listeners, is kind of not phased it out and deliberately gone and had a look.
Yeah, and it was just rubbish.
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it?
And what's worse is that whatever Facebook does to find out what adverts it should be putting on my pages on Facebook...
Yeah.
Oh, they've gone rotten because I've delved into this rotten arena.
You see, I was doing
scum.
It through Google mainly, but
Well, because Google tracks everything, because Facebook tracks everything. I was doing it through Facebook. I was doing it through Google. Whatever.
Yeah,
your computers are keeping track on you. I didn't look up anything to do with male anatomy, but I'm getting a lot of links now for penis enlargements.
Right, okay.
And other stuff that I don't want to look at. So, interestingly, one of the things that I found when looking for all this kind of stuff is that recently, I think somewhere around September 2016, Facebook decided to get rid of all the humans that were involved in that trending process.
Right.
So where we get our news from and these links we've been clicking on this week.
Yeah.
That used to be controlled by and curated by real people who actually got rid of fake stories, got rid of conspiracy theory, got rid of hate stuff, got rid of internet bile and stuff. But they've now decided that the company is a neutral platform, and so this is quoting a neutral platform that needs no editors.
Right.
You know, so it's just lies as well now. So, yeah, they don't review or edit
anything
that gets posted anymore.
So you can just put up whatever deranged filth you want.
Unless you want to, say, be a breastfeeding mother or something like that.
Right, yeah, okay, we've got to have some limits.
Oh, that's edited straight out.
That goes straight out, yeah.
I think some artworks have been totally censored
right, yeah,
out,
quite right know. Too, yeah.
But,
Mr. Milo and all that. Yeah.
Apparently it has spread false news, deleted a post by Norway's Prime Minister.
Was he nude?
Because it included a Pulitzer Prize-winning photograph from the Vietnam War.
Okay, right.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So this is the world that we've delved into.
Right, and yes.
I would love to believe that there were no humans involved in the process.
Yeah.
From start to finish, because everything is bad about it.
Yes.
So
yes, I agree.
Having said, we didn't go to the dark, you know, we're not clicking on pornography or anything like that. We're just clicking on. What you do in your spare time is up to you, Tobes, but for the podcast, you didn't have to click on any pornography.
Right, okay, right.
Or anything deliberately hateful or anything deliberately violent.
Okay.
But this clickbait world we've entered,
yeah,
hugely misogynistic.
Yes.
Huge amounts of sexism, violent and crude.
Yes.
And not in a good way.
No.
You know,
no.
You could claim that Mad Max fit at least two of those categories, and we think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
But this was just, it's just ugly.
Yeah.
The spelling's terrible.
Yeah.
The grammar's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Worse than that, some of the numbering was wrong.
Good God.
What I found weird was one of the clicks that I clicked on said 20 things you didn't know about Home Alone. And I clicked through,
yeah,
and there were 30. And I just thought, why wouldn't you have said that there are 30 things? Because surely that's more impressive.
Yeah, that's more content, isn't it? It's all about generating content. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, that's horrible.
Are there any things I might want to know about Home Alone that I don't know?
I might be able to tell you some stuff. I doubt it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Within that, then, it's just endless clicking, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you want to see those 30...
Yeah.
You have to click through 30.
Yeah.
Or some of them are slightly better and you only had to click through, like, you'd get three on each page of these facts.
You see, I thought I'd come to the point of the sort of ultimate condensed clickbait article.
Right.
Yeah, I sort of gone down and down and down and down through various levels of the sort of hideous wasp hive that is the internet. Yeah. So I found the queen in the centre.
Yeah.
Because I found an article called The 10 Weirdest One Trick Click Adverts.
And okay.
Right, this is like pure clickbait talking about clickbait.
Did each click get you to the same page?
Well, I couldn't get very far. I only got to about page 3 because that took about 15 clicks.
Oh, God.
So, you know, I mean, at that point you just think, well, are you trying to tell me this or not? You know.
I hope that there hasn't been a human writing it, and I hope it's not targeted at humans. I hope it's just the internet sort of talking to itself.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if at some point Google will collect lots of data and Facebook will collect lots of data and it will all be advertising data. And they'll work it into all one great big algorithm, and it will just send you a message saying, we see you use Google and Facebook. Have you considered reading some George Orwell?
Excellent.
Because, you know, I think that's pretty
much... Also, you're out of milk.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Plus.
So, yeah, that was, I thought, one of the more interesting titles I managed to find.
Yeah.
I also found a title which said simply, as the title says, ...OMG.
Oh, right. Classic.
Couldn't quite work that one out, really, because the title does technically say OMG.
It didn't very much so.
It just, I thought to click on that would simply spoil the illusion, really.
So, should we get into it then?
Yeah.
So, one more thing that really annoyed me when I was trying to do this, because obviously I don't want to remember all these things.
No, no.
So I just wanted, ideally, to copy and paste some stuff into a text file so that I could then just have the text file and I could read them. For the benefit of our listeners,
right?
However, it's almost all pictures.
Yeah.
And worse than that, then, pictures with text printed onto the pictures.
Gotcha.
So it's like a picture of somebody spilling milk,
and
then the text says,
you've spilled some milk.
Oh, man, you don't pour milk like that, loser.
Read some George Orwell.
Read some George Orwell.
Yeah.
Or some Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, good point. Damn, we're highbrow.
I know, right? Milk plus.
You heard.
So what I will offer you then, Tobes,
okay,
is that some of the things that I clicked on in the form of the 23 things you never knew about X,
yeah,
you won't believe number 11,
yeah,
I've just chosen like at random one of those
things. Okay.
So I can help you,
yeah,
with your life.
Okay, right? Yeah.
Some of them, I couldn't bring myself to do that because they were just too horrible.
Okay.
It was just entering a world that I thought, why would anybody want to know those 23 things, let alone number 11?
Are these sort of 23 deeply unwholesome things? Or are they sort of 23, things that are so utterly, pointlessly banal no sane person would care?
Bit of both.
Right.
So we'll start with the stuff that I just thought, no,
yeah,
I'm not even going to bother going into.
Okay, yeah.
Then I'll do some stuff that vaguely amused me.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm just going to read you the titles because I think it's, some of them are funny and some of them just massively depressing.
Okay.
And then I have got something that might cheer us up at the end.
Oh, good.
Which,
all right,
which didn't really come out of the clickbait stuff, but I found it en route.
All right. Yeah, okay, that sounds
so
fun.
So chip in with whatever you've got whenever,
yeah,
you like.
Yeah, sure. Maybe. My points are slightly more general than yours, I think. But okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, you might find some obvious places to put them in here.
True.
The 40 most adult jokes ever sneaked into children's movies.
Yeah, I think I saw that one as well.
And what's more, they were rubbish. And some of them didn't get the point of the joke in the film at all.
Gotcha.
And it was just kind of like, well, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And yeah, I did look through at great speed, or as fast as I could possibly click through. I looked through them all because I thought, I'll find one that amuses me.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Neither were they funny jokes.
Yeah.
Nor were they particularly secret or well hidden or whatever.
Right.
So you think, who is churning this out and why?
Yes.
And probably because podcasts like ours are just listening to it. Onwards. 20 shocking Chuck Norris facts that have definitively been scientifically proven. That is written as badly as I spoke it.
Right.
So I thought,
yeah,
back in the day,
yeah,
early on when the internet was young,
yeah,
we're talking like 2000 and something,
yeah,
there was this whole Chuck Norris thing.
Yeah.
And it was before memes really existed,
yeah,
as a concept.
Yeah.
And there would be this thing circulated, which was 100 things, about 100 facts about Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
And they were really stupid things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I can't
he's
even remember
stopped an earthquake
anything.
By shouting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff about Chuck Norris that were just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought, oh, maybe somebody has gone back to those,
yeah,
and actually thought about the science behind them and actually said, well, that's actually true.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Or it's actually
actual
facts about Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
No, it was just reiterating those rubbish ones again.
Which are not true.
Which are not true. So the word fact
was untrue.
Definitively.
Yeah.
Scientifically proven.
Yeah.
Just,
well, that's absolutely.
Oh, and also shocking. In no way
absolute
shocking.
Absolute rubbish. I mean, I'm just trying to think of something which, you know, if it was true about Chuck Norris, would shock me. I'm not exactly sure, actually.
No.
No, I can't think of much that I think would actually shock me.
I only looked at about two of them and I thought, this is going to be rubbish, I'm not going to bother.
Yeah.
23 things about the O.J. Simpson trial that you probably didn't know.
That could be moderately interesting.
Could be. But also, why?
Yeah.
Why would I want to go to a website like yours?
Mine.
And read, I mean,
mine's good. Yeah.
You know, because
model kits.
All of these, they all came from the same place. So why would I want to go to the same place that said the Chuck Norris thing and find out facts about the O.J. Simpson trial that I probably didn't know?
Yeah.
I love that disclaimer as well. Probably.
Oh, does it? Yeah, yeah. Probably I mean, the whole numbering thing is interesting because I found a phenomenally depressing article about how to write clickbait.
All right. Okay.
Which was just it was sort of all done in a kind of infographic sort of,
yeah,
you know, big thing, but it was phenomenally bleak because it was sort of like the death, seeing an industry die, journalism, you know, an industry or an art form just sort of kill itself. Because it basically said there's a formula for writing an article, by which I mean a headline.
Yeah.
You know, you need 6 words or less, ideally, to kind of get that tiny attention span.
Oh, really? I've said that they tend to go on longer than you'd
think. Yeah, they do a bit, I think. I think.
But anyway, six or less, okay.
And you need a number, obviously.
Yeah.
Or a trigger word, which I think is a sort of word that, you know, like politics or sort of,
right,
I don't know,
okay,
Obama or, you know, fat or something,
right,
that's going to jab people in some kind of bit of their brain. An adjective, such as amazing,
okay,
incredible,
yeah,
shocking. A keyword, which I'm not quite sure what that is. And a promise. And the promise is like, which will make you die.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, which will make you absolutely amazed. And you just think, yeah, actually, so much of this old rubbish fits into this.
It's interesting what numbers they use as well.
Right.
Because there are certain numbers that are very common.
Yeah.
Prime numbers.
Yeah.
Very common.
Yes, a lot of prime numbers.
Lots of tens.
I would. Ten seems to be the logical number to use.
Not that surprising.
Yeah, because they're top ten.
And then generally, an odd number is preferable to an even number.
That's strange.
Yeah, so it's quite often, you know, so 17 things, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Number 9 is going to shock you.
I wonder why.
You know, it's quite often that pairing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
It's because I think that naturally some numbers are more fascinating than others.
Yeah.
Even to people who don't care one way or another about numbers.
Well, number 3.14 would be a bit more difficult to do, wouldn't it, really?
Yeah. 3.14 facts about pi that you didn't realise were a slight approximation.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, how about 23 husbands who were set up for failure?
Yeah, I don't want to read that.
It's just lame as
That's just lame and miserable, isn't it?
That's just, yeah. It was only stupid things, like, you know, somebody expecting their husband to not be able to cook properly, that kind of stuff. All right, okay.
That's the other thing about clickbait, because there is so much of this stuff kicking around.
Yeah.
So much has to be generated. A lot of the stories are not just recycled old news, but they're just total damn squibs.
Yeah.
They're sort of like 10 times when Mariah Carey didn't do what we thought she was going to do.
Yes.
And one would be like, oh, she went off the stage left instead of the right.
Yeah.
Oh, bad move, Mariah. And you think, hang on, this is rubbish. You know, this isn't even trivia. This is just non-information.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. So much of it is just utter rubbish.
20 then and now street art transformations that will make your jaw hit the floor. I quite enjoyed this one.
Okay.
I mean, they were just paintings.
Yeah.
They were just murals on the side of buildings.
Yeah.
That were quite good.
Oh, okay. That's quite cool.
But it was kind of just delivered in that way that you just think, I don't need to be told how I'm going to react.
Yeah.
You know, what's wrong with saying 20 wonderful street murals?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. Well, there are so many things, aren't there, that are actually, you know, there are websites, I mean, Cracked springs to mind, which is actually kind of quite good, or at least not downright bad.
Right.
That some of the things on there are interesting.
And that's just sort of an aggregate of trawling the internet and finding some good stuff.
I think
stuff.
It is, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of the sites have, a lot of the articles on something like Cracked or something similar,
yeah,
have that sort of clickbaity feel to them, you know.
They do, yeah.
Five, that
may well have been.
Explorers who just wouldn't stop or something like that, you know. But it turns out that the stories are actually moderately interesting.
Yeah.
I remember one called something like 5 Terrifying Unexplained Sounds, which was actually a genuinely interesting article. The 5 sounds were completely unrelated to each other, but they were all interesting.
It wasn't that one in the ocean again, was it? In the that was scaring the whales and stuff.
Yes, it was. Yeah. The scary sound for the, and the strange radio signal that automated signal doing the numbers. Yeah.
So, the iron pillar that won't rust. This 1600-year-old iron pillar in Delhi continues to baffle scientists.
Now, I haven't been there, but I've seen this article before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole section on Wikipedia about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I forget what they call it, anachronistic objects or something like this. And it's quite interesting, but they all have a sensible answer.
Right.
Like, that's not a spaceman on the side of the pyramid, that's a man with a large round head.
Yeah.
I mean, goodness, you know, if you're going to draw a man with, like, the head of a crocodile on the side of the pyramid, a man with a large round head is not really very surprising.
No. Plate head.
Platehead, that other god of the Egyptians. Yeah.
Plato,
was he?
Yes. So on to some misogynistic...
Is that like Washington crossing the Tupperware?
Is what like Washington crossing
Plato.
The Tupperware? Oh, Plato.
Did
he
inspire that?
Yes.
All right, let's move on. Sorry.
You should be. That was good.
Thank you.
Misogynistic, lovely bit of sexism. Older actresses who are still gorgeous today.
Yeah.
Well done, ladies.
Yeah.
We'll still gawp at you even though you're old. You're past it. You should be shot.
Put out the pasture.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. There is, I mean, when you said sort of misogyny, I was expecting the kind of deranged ranting that you get on sort of YouTube comment threads.
Oh, right.
Where, but actually, yes,
It's insidious and it's casual.
Yeah.
And it's somehow more offensive than somebody outright just saying,
I hate women.
I hate women. Or, gore, aren't women awesome? Or, I'd like to squeeze the boobs of a woman. Yeah, that's... Yes. Somehow more honest.
Yeah, I thought you could say moronic, but it's definitely moronic,
but it's also somehow more honest.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of one went hand in hand with a whole bunch of women who lost weight.
Yeah, I was going to mention
this. There's a lot of before after kind of stuff.
Yeah, there is. I think clickbait has sort of tagged into the ancient and multi-billion dollar industry of making women feel bad about themselves.
Yeah.
And
and simultaneously in that one, allowing men to perv over them. Brilliant.
It's exactly it, yeah. Yeah, it's trying to find someone who is allegedly fat, who quite clearly isn't fat.
Right, okay.
Just looks vaguely normal. The other one that's a real classic is people who are, actresses, who have become hideous because they're looking normal. I don't know if it's supposed to be reassuring that you're supposed to look at these famous people who are these sort of unattainable or
unrealistic
beauties. And look at them and think, oh my God, she's gone shopping and bought some things and is wearing a tracksuit. Dear God, was I let down? Yeah. Or are you supposed to feel good about it and think, oh wow, I do that. You know, sometimes I eat food and my face opens and the food goes in it. Yeah. I really don't know, but there's obviously a big market for this
stuff. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that I'm moving on to things that still weren't worth looking at, but I'll bring you one fact from each.
Okay,
or maybe a couple of facts from each.
Yeah.
Okay, so 12 facts about the gorgeous Dame Helen Mirren.
Okay.
Again.
Have you got a fact about the gorgeous Dame Helen Mirren?
It was 12 facts.
Yeah.
So number 4 was she used to date Liam Neeson.
Really?
Apparently. There was a photo in her, isn't it?
Oh, right. Okay.
They were quite a lot younger.
Oh, really? Oh, they were both in Excalibur.
Oh, I suppose they were.
She's in Excalibur as an evil sorceress. Morgana, maybe?
Morgana, yeah.
And Liam Neeson is in Excalibur as a hipster in a suit of armour. You will know this to be true when you see it, because he has a sort of large and ugly beard and the kind of top knot on top of his head.
Yeah.
So it looks a bit like he asked them and said, well, what am I in this? And were you honourable and you've got a sword? Oh, I look like a samurai for that. And then they go,
but you're British. I'll have a big beard then.
Yeah, it's just like that. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good. 19 genius clothes hacks. There's a lot of hacks out there, aren't there? Life hacks.
Oh, I see. Right, yeah, life gotcha. Hacks. Sorry, you had to explain that for me to actually figure out what the hell it was all about. Yeah.
These are clothing hacks,
i.e.
things you can do with clothing to improve.
Yeah.
They are genius.
Okay.
There are 19 of them.
Yeah.
Which number would you like?
Oh, gosh. I'll go for 7.
Oh, perfect. That's the one I wrote down.
Oh, that's good.
Instead of tossing your ripped jeans to the curb, learn how to make them rock wearing tights underneath your ripped jeans is an easy way to make them look hot all over again. Choose jeans with a wild design to flex your style and accent the denim. It'll make your look really stand out. I think they meant choose tights with a wild design. So,
I see.
Your ripped jeans types.
Yeah.
Don't bin them.
Right.
Get some lovely tights underneath.
Okay.
And you'll look stunning.
I will look stunning.
Nice, good.
I'll stop traffic like that.
Oh, you will.
Especially with the short ones.
Right, so you probably want some more helpful hints for life, right?
Yeah.
Survive anything by always carrying these 13 pieces of gear.
Is one a nuclear bunker?
Carrying.
Right.
Seems unlikely.
Okay.
Which number would you like out of 13?
13. 3.
Oh, that's good. That's the one I wrote down.
All right.
3. Duct tape.
Yeah.
You can tightly wrap 8 feet around a piece of paracord and it'll be no bigger than your pinky. So that's nice and easy to carry. And duct tape is brilliant.
You see, I'm wondering if this has been written by someone who's can't tell the difference between computer games and actual life. Because, like, you have picked up some super glue, duct tape, a hammer, you have made a flamethrower.
Nice.
You know, yeah. It's like, Fallout 4, for example, where everything can be rendered down into the, seems like the sort of chemical elements that produced it.
Yeah.
You've had a desk fan. You've got sodium.
So, 13 awesome uses for lemon. What number would you like?
12.
Oh, that's good. That's the one I wrote down.
All right.
Get rid of bad odour. It's as simple as it can get. Take a sponge or any soaking cloth, dip it in the lemon juice, and let it stay put in your fridge for a night. In the morning, you'll smell no bad odour. Same can be done in the living room with the help of lemon peels.
Hang on, what am I doing with the lemon?
eliminating bad odour.
Yeah, but I mean, how I'm putting lemon onto a cloth.
So I think it's if whatever is stinky,
yeah,
you put in lemon juice.
Okay.
So if your sofa,
yeah,
you dunk it in lemon juice. You just leave it in lemon juice overnight in the fridge.
Right. Your dog.
Yeah. Or lemon peel. So you could wrap your dog in lemon peel.
Yeah.
And it would smell like a lemon. Okay, good.
I mean, that's probably all right if you've got a pug, which is about the same size and shape and colour as a lemon.
Yeah,
but if you've got a great Dane, then good luck to you. And they are smelly dogs.
Yeah, but yeah, just rub a lemon on.
Right.
So your house will smell of lemon.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lemon smells nice, but I might do that next time with a kebab, actually. Rub a lemon
you
on
should.
It.
You should, actually. That would be a good idea. So that's my little facts. I've got some more. I've got a few other amazing-sounding stories that I didn't go into. In case of zombies, build makeshift weapons like a Navy SEAL. That's not that the Navy SEAL is a weapon. It's
not like
you are making them in the manner of a Navy SEAL.
Oh, I see. You're not just like swinging a blue sea lion over your head.
No.
Right. Oh, that'd be pretty awesome, though, because I wouldn't want to mess with one of those things.
So I think you've only got three here. Which one do you want?
I've got a question before we go any further.
Oh, sure.
Right. Say you did have like a seal or an attack dog or something like that, right, on your side and there are zombies.
Right.
Well, these animals attack but fight by biting, right?
Right.
So if they attack a zombie, will they just turn into a zombie?
Good question. Normally you need an exchange of blood. So yeah, potentially. Depends which world you're working in.
Right, okay.
So certainly in the 28 days later world, I think that you would.
Yeah, because someone got turned around by a crow, didn't they?
But it seemed like the crow itself wasn't a zombie.
Because it wasn't going berserk.
No, I think the zombie was a human disease, but could be transferred
by the crow.
The crow had some tissue from another human, if you recall.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Blood dripped off its beak. Yeah. Okay, that works.
So the dog won't get zombified by eating a zombie.
Okay, that's good.
Might get poorly.
I don't think it would, because the zombie's like old meat.
Yeah.
But zombies must be really popular with dogs.
Oh, I should think so. Because they stink, right?
Yeah. I was like, this guy is amazing.
He just stumbles around on them.
Yeah, even a family dog would be quite useful against zombies because they flop on them.
Yeah. What number weapon would you like to... Makeshift weapon do you want to...
Number 5.
Okay. There's only 3.
Oh, sorry. 2.
Oh, 2. That's the one I wrote down.
All right.
Make it a gas mask fast. Cut the bottom off an empty plastic jug so it fits over your face. Stick a wet sponge into the hole as a filter, then seal it up with some tape.
Okay.
So if you can imagine like a milk carton type, you know, one of those plastic milk carton ones.
Yeah.
Just cutting it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I was kind of imagining it.
It's makeshift, but...
Yeah, yeah. No, I was kind of imagining it, the kind of jug that, Heidi might have or something, just putting it over your head.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But I think that's probably,
That could work.
It could be good armour, couldn't it?
Other piece of advice, this is looking for the easiest creatures to kill and cook, like bugs. That's a good survival tip, isn't it? Look for the easiest things. Bugs are easy to catch and eat.
I'm not sure they are, actually. But yeah.
So apparently, if you're foraging for food, you want to look for the easiest creatures to kill and prepare.
Yeah.
Bugs.
Yeah.
Porcupine, fish, snakes, shellfish, and ground-nesting birds like quail fit the bill and are thus some of the most efficient sources of protein and calories in the wilderness. Some of those are bloody difficult.
Yeah,
I'm
not buying this. Right, a porcupine and a snake. Wait. I mean, I think whoever wrote this doesn't really know what those are.
Or they just got a massive overconfidence compared to the rest of us.
Yeah, oh, well, this python, he's not moving very fast. I'd go and then wrestle him, shall I? That'd be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a porcupine, I mean, well, you know, no, I'm not buying that at all. I don't think that's very convincing. And besides, I mean, you have to pluck a chicken before you eat it and cook it. I mean, a porcupine, God, you know, you want to wear asbestos gloves when you're plucking that thing.
Well, maybe you just sort of cook it and then you eat it almost like a kebab sticks.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm not keen on
this
idea. No,
it doesn't sound right, does it?
No.
Which is why I didn't read the next article, which I probably should have done because the title was amazing. How I Ran from War, 70 miles in 24 hours in flip-flops.
Okay, right.
Yeah. Which is impressive.
I thought you were going to say how I killed a porcupine and ate it without getting a face full of spikes, but...
Right. No. Celebrities reveal their incredible net worth. Now, I looked through a fair amount of this because the celebrity that they decided to use as their clickbait was Richard Hammond. So it was celebrities reveal their incredible net worth. We couldn't believe Richard Hammond.
Oh, that little guy off Top Gear.
The little dude, yeah.
He's got a beard now.
Okay. He's the one. Did you hear the latest thing from him?
No.
Because
are we back on misogyny again?
Yes.
Right.
No, homophobia.
Oh, the ice cream man.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
because I thought in that group he was just the kind of village idiot. He was just the fool. He was kind of almost likeable. Almost.
Well, I just mean, this is just, difficult, isn't
just
it?
Just a laughable idiot, opposed to
an obnoxious,
deliberately obnoxious scumbag.
Yeah.
And he basically turned around and said, "I don't eat ice cream because I'm an adult straight male." It's like, firstly, how many different groups of people do you want to insult?
Yeah, I mean, some children aren't going to care, but
like,
yeah.
Children are not upset by that. But
no. Well, I mean, I'm an adult straight male and I eat ice cream. Yeah. So, you know, what nonsense. I think he's just insecure about eating ice cream.
You know Faye?
Yeah.
Brilliant. She decided after this that she needed to start a web page, which was just pictures of straight men eating ice cream. It's brilliant. She's got a massive collection.
Really?
Yeah.
Straight men eating ice cream.
Kind of, you know, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. Know, kind of like, here's kind of the figure of manliness.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm thinking Liam Neeson in Taken, actually. I mean,
does he have an ice cream in
there? He must do. It's certainly in his list of particular skills.
Yeah, particular skills, eating ice cream.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what ice cream, but he will find it and he will eat it.
Yes, yeah. He will. So do you want to know the incredible net worth of any celebrities?
Yeah, all right.
There are about 40 of them, so pick a number.
I'm going to go for Joan Rivers.
No, you've got to pick a number. That's not a number, Joan Rivers?
No, that's two, actually, no. I will go for four.
Four. You've got John Travolta.
All right.
He's got a net worth of $170 million.
Right.
Pick another number.
21.
Jim Davis, the guy who did Garfield.
Oh, right, not the...
not Davison.
Right, yeah, gotcha, yeah.
$800 million.
Jim Davis, who did Garfield, is worth $800 million.
Apparently.
That's actually quite interesting.
It is almost interesting. Who else do you want? Another number.
Two.
Two. Rupert Murdoch, $10.9 billion.
Yeah, vast amounts, presumably, so he can, I don't know, ritual keeps him going.
The numbers aren't in order, by the way. So pick another number.
26.
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
$1 billion.
Okay, that's not as many as I thought.
That's enough, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be happy with $1 billion.
One more number.
14.
All right, Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
$1.2 billion.
Right, okay, yeah.
So almost the same as J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
So the last three I've got, I have got the three idiots from Top Gear.
Right.
As was.
That's going to be depressing as hell.
Yeah, well, of course it is. So, big Clarkson, King Clarkson, $50 million.
Right.
West Country May.
Is he the one who looks like a lost member from a prog band?
Yes.
Right. Yeah,
that's why I called it West Country
May.
$12 million.
Right, okay.
And the ice
Pixie
cream
boy.
The non ice cream eating, I'm ever so straight, you're all a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
$25 million.
Do you think he's just misheard the expression straight man in terms of comedy?
Maybe. And he's the straight man, so he doesn't get to eat the ice cream.
He's unfunny.
Right, yes.
And then he's thought, well, that must mean straight man, hence heterosexual. But I'm not quite sure where he's got this idea that eating ice cream is gay. The mind boggles, frankly. And I don't really think, given this is a fairly family podcast, I can really go into details on this.
I think he's just an objectionable idiot.
Yeah, I think that's...
I think calling him an idiot at this stage... is probably generous.
Buffoon?
No, I think any kind of comment on his intelligence is...
Generous.
Yeah. I think he's just an unpleasant person. If he's prepared to say that and just say, right, well...
Yeah, that's true, actually, because, you know, George from Of Mice and Men was not very bright, but he seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely, yeah, fair enough, yeah.
So, the one that I've kind of taken the most detail from...
Yeah.
This is the last one we're going to do of this, and then I've got my cheery end for you.
All right. I'm looking forward to the cheery end.
15, because I know you'll be interested in this one, so I've got all 15.
Right.
You got them all?
Yeah.
15 brilliant ways to store yarn without a struggle. Okay? I knew you'd appreciate this.
Don't use it to bind your captives. Because then there won't be a struggle.
Well, without a struggle.
Yeah.
And we're storing it. We're not binding it. We're not using it. We're storing it.
Okay, we're storing it.
So that we can use it.
Yeah.
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 reuse an old wet wipe container.
Is that just the same as saying put it in a box?
Pretty much. I think it's because, you know, the wet wipes, you've got that bit that you pull out the top, so you put the yarn through that hole in the top and you can actually spool out the yarn.
It would be like dental floss for giants.
It would be like dental
if
floss
for giants. If you were a dinosaur, you could use that as dental floss.
Exactly.
Except your arms wouldn't reach your face.
Of course. Right, you can use an old teapot. Same idea again.
I can.
Poke the yarn through the spout.
Yeah.
And you can spool it out that way. How amazing.
Is this kind of necessary for...
It's not necessary at all.
No, but I mean, is it fundamental to the storage of yarn?
No, I don't think... You have to
spool it out a little hole. Okay.
I think that that's kind of a plus. A big plus.
Yeah, fair enough.
In a pinch, binder clips or clothes pins can help. Just clip them to the side of the bowl and run the yarn through it from keeping tangling. So again... So if you think of a bulldog clip, clip to the side of a bowl.
Like the ones you got me for Christmas.
They're
more industrial, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm just thinking one of those ones that holds paper.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a little hole in the handle being the key.
And you run your yarn through that.
You can keep them in the IKEA CD shelves, the tower shelves from IKEA. That's a good one. Shoe organisers to hang in closets. You know, those ones with the sort of plastic pockets.
Put
your yarn in there, mate.
Put
your yarn in it.
That's a lot of yarn, isn't it?
You can use a bag on your wrist for knitting on the go. Yeah, put your yarn in that.
You could put it in your handbag or your suitcase. Well,
exactly.
Put yarn all over the place.
You know those domed drinking cups you get at the cinema? Maybe with a slushy in it?
Yeah.
Slightly dome. Or the coffee kind of with cream on it has a dome on it.
Yeah.
Those. Use that for yarn.
I would do, but chances I would have taken the dome bit off and used it as a house for some models.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
You can hang your yarn balls on the wall, and that could be a functional piece of art for your craft room. Just saying.
Okay.
Loads of stuff from IKEA. Storing them in a rolling cart from IKEA. That's brilliant, isn't it?
Unless you live on a hill.
Keep multiple colours untangled with a plastic basket. I think they'd be one of those kind of plastic ones with lots of holes in it. Don't they?
Yeah. Not really sure what that is, but
it's basically holes in the side. You can repurpose a crib. The narrow slats make cribs perfect for holding the wool. There you go.
From a yarn set, yeah.
You can go old school with a card catalogue.
What is a card? Is that one of those Rolodex type things?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
And you put yarn between the cards.
I guess.
I'm not. I think they're running low on yarn storage ideas. So.
Okay. Well, 13, go big with a pegboard.
Okay. Yeah.
14.
That's still yarn related.
This is still yarn, yeah. If you can find those old glass sugar dispensers, they're kind of American kind of poury things.
Oh, yeah, like they have in
diners. Yeah.
Again, you can stick a bit of yarn out the top.
That's exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Or you could go all the way, this is number 15, go all the way with a swatch book. Have your yarn nearby. See, that's not really storing the yarn, is it?
I'm not really sure what that means.
A swatch book is like all your patterns and your textures and your textiles.
Right.
In a book, so it's a quick reference to look at them.
Right. Well, this is a lot of interesting ways to store wool, if that's what yarn actually is.
I'm pretty sure yarn is what Americans have instead of wool.
Right.
I don't think it's the same at all. I think it's the same.
It's the same.
Sorry.
Okay.
You looked at me like maybe I was serious.
Well, that's a lot of interesting ways to store yarn, I've got to say. I mean, to be honest, it's a bit like just grabbing an object and putting some yarn in it and hopefully the object is empty to begin with.
I mean, the reason that I included that full list was because I wanted people to realise that it's not all bleak out there.
No.
Some of these links are worth clicking on and you can learn 15 places you could store your yarn. For example, that's probably the best thing that I've found.
That probably is, actually, because that is actually moderately interesting and useful.
But also not.
No. I mean, most of the time, if you are the sort of person who has a vast quantity of yarn, you're going to have somewhere you can store your yarn.
And you're probably signed on to all the yarn networking sites, and you would know these things because you'd have actually researched it.
That's true, actually. You probably just go onto a network.
And I think most of those things had been drawn, because they were with pictures as well, so that I could understand what was going on.
Yeah.
Most of them were taken from sort of Pinterest stuff.
Pinterest.
Who are yarn. Yeah. Pinterest.
Pinterest.
And some from like official yarn forums.
Yeah.
So it was clear that the people in the know already know, so it's still useless.
Yes.
Right.
But so, at least not overtly obnoxious.
I was going to do something to cheer us up at the end.
Okay. But is it a dance?
No, it's not a dance.
Oh.
It's another list.
Yeah.
This was when I was trying to find clickbait stuff. I didn't really feel that this was very clickbaity.
Okay.
And I didn't think it was very good either.
Great.
So I trimmed it down. It was 100 things we didn't know last year.
Okay.
It was basically somebody's way of reviewing the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And kind of making some comments on a few of the things. But even when I trimmed it down, it's still a whole bunch. So
Is this going to be? Is this going to be a depressing list?
No, no. It's going to amuse you.
Okay.
Potentially.
Right.
So we've got too many. What do you want to do? Every fourth one?
Yeah.
So let's start with number one.
Okay.
You could probably outrun a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Well, not you.
No, not me. I'm
just
a fan.
One
person.
People could outrun, apparently.
Cool. Actually, I've got dodgy knees as well.
Yeah, that's why I said I wasn't trying to bring up the weight issue. I was trying to bring up the knees. Yeah. Knees up. Yeah.
Well, after Christmas, I've probably got weight and knees. Anyway, sorry, you do continue.
The spice, turmeric, may help stave off dementia.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you can remember what turmeric is.
Yeah.
Is that one of the spices?
It also makes you be able to travel without
moving. I was going to say, whoever controls the turmeric controls the dementia.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Sadness causes more road accidents than tiredness.
Hmm.
How can you claim that?
You see, I was talking to some friends, and one of them said that the song that caused the most road accidents was Firestarter by The Prodigy.
Is that because people take their hands on the wheels to do those?
Yeah, I think it probably is. Yeah, you know, every sort of 10 or 15 seconds it goes, and yeah, you do your little dance. So yeah, yeah.
Is that...
And you're going fast because it's got a fast beat.
Yeah. Is that a spurious fact based on the year where that data came out would be the year that it was released? In that year, it was on the radio more than any other
song. I don't know because, I mean, if you went back a few years before that, it would probably be Temple of Love by the Sisters of Mercy because you'd have to do your screwing a light bulb dance. And that's not easy on the M4.
No.
So, no, that's probably a very good point.
Every winter, great white sharks swim for 30 to 40 days to congregate at a particular spot halfway between Mexico and Hawaii. No one knows why.
Well,
presumably at least one of the sharks knows why.
They must have a purpose going, well, maybe they don't. Maybe they just swap unpleasant stories of what they've been up to.
What have you been up to?
You wouldn't believe the stuff I've done. And then I put a canister of gas in my mouth and the bloke shot me.
And assumed me dead. Burn is the most heavy metal word in the English language.
Ah, now I heard this, yes.
And particularly is the least.
Yes, I've heard this. That someone did a sort of algorithm, is that the word?
Yeah, I guess.
Based on a variety of death metal classics. And tried to find the most frequently used metally word, apart from the or and or something.
That's a good use of time.
Yeah, and burn apparently is an exceptionally metal word. So I was quite surprised by it. I would have thought...
Is that burn with umlaut over the U as well?
Oh, it's a town of Bern. Yeah, that's right, yeah. And Bern is a rocking place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a town of Bern. It's the most metal place in the world.
Australia is moving 7 centimetres north every year. Sneaky beggars.
Wow.
Honestly, what are you up to, Australia?
So is it creeping up on the Philippines or New Zealand or something?
Is north in the same direction for them? Because they're in the southern hemisphere.
So do you think north is towards the Arctic?
Do you want to go down? Is it up or down? Who knows?
Yeah. No wonder it's down under.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, this might be the solution. This is number 34 in the list. One female Greenland shark is estimated to be around 400 years of age, making the species the longest living vertebrate known on Earth.
Do you think that she holidays every year in Mexico?
I was wondering if she knew why all those other sharks were there.
Yeah, it's a tradition. Yeah, that's interesting.
So it depends how much turmeric she's been eating. It's true. She might know why she's going there.
Yeah.
And everybody else just follows her.
Yeah, that might be the answer. That's very interesting, actually. I mean, is this one shark in captivity, or is it just sort of... say it's really old and tell other sharks they don't know nothing.
I presume that there's some way that they know it's that old, and it's a shark. I've got no details for this because that would have involved effort on my part.
I mean, it's quite amazing to think of all the stuff. You know, it might have eaten Captain Cook or some pilgrim fathers who fell overboard or something, you know. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Most dogs prefer praise to food.
Not convinced by that one. No, I think that's a straight-up lie, actually.
At the same time as food,
mate. Yeah, well done. You've eaten it all already. Have some more.
A fifth of UK parents regret the names they give their children. I'm not surprised these days, because there are some wacky names around.
Yeah, there are some awful ones, aren't there?
Oh, that reminds me of one more clickbait thing I forgot to read. I'll come back to it, don't we?
Okay.
Yeah. I'll speed up on these.
All right.
Number 50. Bees spit water at each other in hot weather.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, they're clever little chaps.
Number 74. There are only 28 websites on the internet in North Korea.
Do you think they're all clickbait?
Yeah, there's one actual site, and the others are all just aggregating. This
one site will tell you everything you need to know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number 77, giraffes are four species, not one.
Okay, so it's four types of giraffe.
But are different dogs different species?
No, because dog is a species, right? A dog is a species, but it's artificially bred.
Right.
Whereas giraffe, I don't think anyone's tried to breed a particular giraffe. Unless it'd be
pretty tricky getting up there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, unless there's a thing that looks like a goat out there, and someone thought, oh, maybe we could breed it for height. Sit in its head, look around, might be useful. You know, and there's like a thing that looks like a yellow goat.
Yellow goat. That's not a species of giraffe, that's a yellow goat.
And someone thought, maybe if I could make it look a bit more like a dinosaur, that would be cool.
Okay, more animal news then.
Yeah.
86. The mammal that kills most members of its own species is not the human, or the bear, or the wolf, but the meerkat. Turns out meerkats are assholes.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently.
I can see that little guy off the adverts.
Apparently they're big on eating one another's offspring.
Right.
There's a lot of cannibalism in the meerkat world.
Right, okay.
That's what I'm told.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he lived off popcorn or whatever it was on Orange Wednesday.
I don't know.
That's amazing.
Cod.
It looks so nice.
Cod have regional accents. No, they don't.
No, that doesn't make no sense whatsoever. They don't even make any noises, cod.
Number 94. You can't return or rescind a Nobel Prize.
Okay.
Just saying. So that you're stuck with that one.
You're stuck with that. Right. Yeah.
You can't do anything about it. Drivers in China who dazzle other road users with full beam headlights are made to stare into the lights for a minute as punishment. That's good.
That is good, yes.
One last one.
And then get back in their cars and drive home, presumably.
Presumably with red spots appearing in front of their eyes.
I wonder how many people in China believe they've been abducted by aliens.
Yes, lots. Right, last one.
Okay.
We've got to wrap this up.
All right.
Women can improve their chances of winning board games against men by playing rock music in the background.
Is that allegedly, because the men just look at the other way and just nod vigorously?
Presumably.
Do they do it in Bern?
I don't know, in Bern. So, the one that I missed out earlier, which we'll come back to, because I had to click on this.
Yeah.
25 hottest celebrity couples of 2016.
Right.
Because I wanted to see where we placed.
Yeah, yeah. Are we above Mel and Sue and Anton Deck?
I don't know how to respond
to
that.
Yeah, actually, no, I could have phrased that better, couldn't I?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I could have done. Yeah.
But it turned out what they were talking about was a couple as a relationship couple.
Oh, okay.
Not like a showbiz couple like us.
Okay, yeah.
Or Mel and Sue.
Yeah.
Or Anton Deck.
Yeah. Hang on. Anton Deck they're married to different people.
I think one of them is married to somebody, and I don't think the other one is.
Oh, okay. So
but given that I don't know who either of them are.
Right.
Vicky Patterson?
Vicky Patterson, that might be it, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I just assumed they were kind of, not so much in a sort of romantic relationship, as just kind of two bees from the same hive.
Yeah, not really necessarily involved in that kind of part of the world.
Yeah.
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 So, 25 hottest celebrity couples. I would like to claim that I recognised over half of the people.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
But I'm not sure it's a valid claim. I'd like to make that claim. The thing that I noticed, and this goes straight with what we were just saying about the number of parents who regret their children's names, is that for a great number of them, I only knew that one of the names was male or female because the other one clearly was.
Right.
So you had like, it was just weird. I just found it very confusing. I mean, this one's fine. Which number would you like off the list?
Seven.
Right, that's the one I wrote down. That's
all right, let's go.
Yeah. Sam Claflin and Laura Haddock, of whom I know nothing.
No, these people are hot.
Now they are. They are the fifth hottest celebrity couple.
They're so up and coming. They haven't up and come yet. they're still lying down.
I don't want to know. Yeah, I found that many of the names were stupid.
Yeah.
And also many of the names, it was difficult to decide what gender the name was associated with.
Okay, right.
Yeah. Possibly because they were stupid names.
Yeah.
But I suppose Sam is gender neutral, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
But it's only clear that Sam is the bloke. There was a picture of a bloke and a lady.
Oh, I see. I was going to say, it could be two ladies.
Yeah, it wasn't because it was a picture of a bloke and a lady.
Right.
So I think the lady is Laura Haddock.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's a very strange set of circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess they're not married.
No.
Yeah. But well done, Sam and Laura, for being
perhaps they could be official listeners. Official listeners, rather.
Well, the only way they could be official listeners, as well you know, is for them to email in.
Yes, absolutely.
To radiocharades@gmail.com.
Exactly.
Well, you set me up for that, didn't you?
I certainly did.
You tried to tell me my time is up.
Well, you know, the bloke on the bank is waving at us, so I think we should row back in.
Right, okay. I think that I needed to get through that because I went through hell for this podcast.
You
like,
clearly did.
Like, I've enjoyed preparing every other podcast, but yes. I really didn't.
Yeah, no, really. I agree, completely agree.
So stay away from those things that are trying to lure you in, people, because yes, they are always as bad as they sound like they're going to be.
Yes, they are.
Right, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, let's do that.
2017, people.
Yes.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, we would.
We're going to take requests. If you've got something that you would like to hear us drivel on about.
A topic that's even hotter than Laura Haddock.
Who's Laura Haddock?
She's that person, I don't know.
Oh.
She's up and coming.
Is she?
So is Sam Spoons.
Sam Spoons is a real person.
Oh, right.
Oh, he could be.
He's private
all
right,
for all I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
And you could be an official listener. And that's fun.
It is. It's great fun.
I mean, we're not.
No.
But we've heard from other people that it's fun.
It's enjoyable.
That it's enjoyable.
Yeah, sport and pleasure.
I've had multiple emails from some of our official listeners.
Really?
That's how much they enjoy it.
Wow, that's pretty
good. So get involved. If you aren't already,
yeah,
you can get involved.
Yeah. Tune in.
Drop out.
The other one.
The other one. Is it Freak?
Freak out, yeah. Panic?
Panic,
yeah. Panic, there you go. Tune in, drop out, panic.
Have some kind of anxiety attack.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, good. That's gibberish.
Okay.
How long ago did I lose the plot, just so that I can edit it all out? Is it quite a while?
Well, it's only an hour or so.
Right, okay, good. I'll get rid of that then.
Good bit.
Yeah, good. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
And don't click on any links.
No, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.